them, the main man, was to take on newcomer Orlando Vince in what TV sports channels around the globe had dubbed the Belter in the Swelter from the moment tickets for the 18,000-seater arena went on sale. The boxing world had lived through the legendary Thriller in Manila and been hypnotised by the Rumble in the Jungle, and now a new gladiatorial pairing was set to make sports history. The Belter in the Swelter was the perfect title for the match, which would take place at the famous Velvet Hotel in Barbados, the island's six-star celebrity haunt and the flagship of the lucrative worldwide chain of luxury hotels owned by Sheridan Rivers. Situated on the west side of the island, the hotel was a triumph of cool, with the Hollywood elite, fashionable rich kid pop stars and megabucks media moguls alike booking in to sample its many amenities and to feel their skin change colour as they lay on the powder-fine sands under the blistering heat of the Caribbean sky. It was Sheridan who had fought to have the arena built at Velvet in the first place, determined to draw the boxing crowds away from Las Vegas and bring the sporting superstars of the world to the tropical jewel in his billion-dollar crown. And when Sheridan Rivers decided he wanted something, nothing or no one could stand in his way. The Brit businessman had not built his empire, now with 20-plus hotels around the world in destinations ranging from Tokyo to Honolulu, by rolling over and submitting to money men who said no. Planners who tried to wrap him in red tape or architects who said that something couldn't be done. Everything was possible in Sheridan's world, so long as you didn't have to listen to other people's opinions and surrounded yourself with yes people, who would always loyally agree with everything you suggested. And after months of hard work, the night of the bout had finally arrived. Sheridan couldn't have been happier as he watched the crowds starting to take their seats at the beginning of the evening. He was watching from the highest point of the arena, a gangway that ran around the top edge of the dome. It was the perfect vantage point from which to calculate how much money he would be making from the evening. He'd spent a lifetime looking down on others. So why stop now? All 18,000 seats had been filled, with tickets ranging from $1,500 through to $7,500. And then there were the pay-per-view TV rewards to be considered. All in all, he'd make a tidy sum out of tonight's proceedings, maybe enough to open another hotel, which, considering everything that had happened in the run-up to fight night, was pretty incredible. It had been quite some ride, and he was glad that the night was finally underway. He gazed down at Blair Lonergan, famed DJ and worldwide music star. The man spinning his musical web of wonder from a purpose-built stage on the far side of the arena. His latest chart-topping collaboration, a funky slab of dance floor-filling beats mashed with vocals from some vacuous pop starlet of the moment, boomed out from a bank of speakers either side of the stage. New Yorker Blair was adored worldwide, and even Sheridan had to admit that he could see why. Even if he wasn't his number one fan. He was ridiculously handsome, his chiselled features giving him an almost action hero quality. His blonde buzz cut, streetwise air of cool and rock-hard abs had made him the poster boy of the DJ world and the face and body of countless fashion houses. He was Abercrombie and Fitch fit, with a talent that had seen him bag DJ residences around the world, including a 12-month run at a succession of Velvet hotels across the globe. He was the best, and that's why Sheridan had employed him, both for regular nights at his hotels and also to keep the party pumping before the evening's main event.
"Make the most of it, though, you fucking upstart," sighed Sheridan as he watched, "because this is it."
A smile spread across his face, a grin of knowledge and power puffing out his chest as he spoke. Sheridan felt good. He always did when he was on top. A female voice sounded beside him. "It's time to get ready, sir. The fight starts in about an hour and a half, and you need to be looking your best. The eyes of the world are upon you tonight. Not that you'd ever look anything less."